It will be West Memphis basketball to start this second half as they lead a Mountain Home 27-21. West Memphis will be moving right to left for these final two quarters. Gavin Page will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. He gets in to Chris Moore, and we are back underway. Moore across the timeline. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Ball goes to Macklin up top. Now over to Page on the right side. Up top to Burgess. Burgess going to pull up for the jumper. Actually near the elbow. That one rolls around. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Talon Benton. And back comes Mountain Home. Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Throws up top to Jones on the right side. Up top to Jones. Over on the left side now to Peters. Now Peters will dribble toward the top. Gives it there to Cruz. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert takes a screen from Cruz, dribbles toward the into the lane. Now kicks out to Benton on the left wing. His three-pointer is up, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Page. He's quickly back the other way for West Memphis. Going into the lane. His layup was blocked, and the ball goes out of bounds. But Gilbert was on the baseline when he grabbed that. So it will be West Memphis keeping possession with 7:19 left in this third quarter. A six-point Blue Devil lead. Page will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it up top to Burgess. Over to Moore on the right. Now Moore will dribble near the top. Gives it there to Macklin. Over on the right side it goes to Page. And now a foul away from the ball. Called on... I'm not sure what that call was. They called, but it's going to be a turnover against West Memphis. That's their third turnover of the night. What they called on, I really don't know. Anyways, here's Gilbert into the front court for West Memphis. Ball goes over to Peters on the right side, up top to Cruz. His pass knocked away and stolen by Page. He's quickly back the other way, going up for the layup. Good. Mountain Home's fifth turnover of the night, and Page now with 6 points. 29-21, West Memphis back to a three-possession lead. 6:46 left in the third quarter. Here is Gilbert with it on the left wing. Throws it up top to Jones. Over to Peters on the right side. Peters takes the screen, dribbles down into the lane, going up for the leaning jumper, will not go, and the rebound is was grabbed by Macklin. He threw it out, right off the body of Jones out of bounds, so it will be West Memphis getting it with 6:32 left of the third quarter. 29-21, Blue Devils on top. Page across the half-court stripe. Ball goes over to Brewer on the right side. Brewer takes the screen, drills to the elbows, going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Moore. He goes back up with it off the glass. No good, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 6:10 left of the third quarter. Colton Peters picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Bombers. So Chris Moore at the free throw line, where so far he's one of two with 12 points. Moore's first free throw is up. Good. And one more will get make it a double-digit lead for the Blue Devils. What's pressure? Second shot from Moore is up. No good. He gets one of two, and the rebound's controlled by Jones. Back come the Bombers. Now a zone press for West Memphis. Here's Benton. Throws it into the front court to Peters. Now he's being double-teamed. Tries to throw it to Cruz. Pass was knocked away, stolen by Corliss Brewer. He's back the other way for the Blue Devils. Pulls up for the jumper at the free throw line. Good. Corliss Brewer with 4 points. 32-21. West Memphis with a double-digit lead. 5:43 left in the third quarter. Here's Peters with it in the front court. Throws down to Jones on the low block. Now kicks it out to Gilbert. Gilbert has it on the left wing. Gives it up top to Benton, who will set up the offense. It's a 2-3 zone for West Memphis right now. Now Gilbert has it between the circles. Throws over to Benton on the left wing. Now up near the top to Cruz. Cruz is going to drill toward the free throw line. Now gives it back to Benton on the left wing. Down in the corner it goes to Peters. Peters is going towards the low block. Now goes back out to the corner. Now Benton has it there. Throws it to Jones near the free throw line. Up top to Cruz. Cruz puts up the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound for Jones. He's going to put up the shot off the glass. That one will not go either. And this time Moore gets the rebound, and back come the Blue Devils. Moore will throw it down in the left corner to Brewer. His three-pointer is up and in. Corliss Brewer with 7 points. Oh, no, they're going to call that too. Say his foot was on the line. So that's going to be 8 points for Corliss Brewer. 34-21, West Memphis leading with 4.5 minutes left to the third quarter. Gilbert has up top for Mountain Home. Once again, a 2-3 zone for West Memphis. Gilbert picks up the dribble, throws over to Ben on the right side. Skip pass to Peters on the left. Now Peters being double teamed. Now kicks it back to Benton. Now ball tries to throw it to Jones. Jones does secure it. Now it gives it to Peters on the left wing. He puts up the jumper. That will not go. Moore gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way for West Memphis. Strode throws it to Brewer on the left side. Brewer's going to throw it back to Moore, who's going to go up for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. That foul's going to be on Luke Cruz as his third personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home. And Chris Moore will be at the line to try to convert the three-point play. But before he does, a timeout is going to be called, I think, by Mountain Home. So we'll break with 3:51 left to play in the third quarter. West Memphis leading Mountain Home 37-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, basket by Brewer, they did change that to a three. Moore gets the free throw, so it's now 38-21. Here is Cruz bringing it into the front court, throws it down to Jones on the little block. He's going in for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. So Matt Jones going to the free throw line to convert the three-point play. Chris Moore picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Blue Devils here in the second half. So Matt Jones at the free throw line. He now has 7 points. He's one of one from the charity stripe so far. 3:39 left to play in this third quarter. And Jones's free throw is up and in. And so it's 38-24, Mountain Home trailing West Memphis. A little over 3.5 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Page into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Now throws up top to Horde, who checked in during the timeout. Now ball goes down to Moore on the low block, and he's going to be fouled from behind. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the second half. 3:23 left to play in the third quarter. Page will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Moore in the left corner. Now another foul away from the ball, this time on Colton Peters. That's his second personal foul, team foul number four against the Bombers. 3:20 left in the third. 14-point West Memphis lead as Burgess will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. He gets into Moore in the left corner. Now goes to Horde on the wing. Back to Burgess. Burgess going to put up the three in the corner. And good. Terry Burgess with 6 points. 41-24, West Memphis leading it. 3:09 left in the third quarter. Bending into the front court for the Bombers. Drills to the left wing. Now goes up to the top. Gives it there to Jones. Jones will drill to the right side. Throws it to Gilbert there on the wing. Gilbert's going to drill down into the corner. And a foul well before any shot attempt. West Memphis is going to be called that. It's going to be on Emmanuel Hoard. That is his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Blue Devils. So Mount Sun will inbound it with 2:55 left to play in the third quarter. Before they do, Chris Moore and Kevin Page will take a seat as they're replaced by Deion Williams. And I'll check who the other sub is in a moment. Matt Jones has the ball on the low block. He puts up the turnaround jumper. Good. Matt Jones with now in double figures with 10 points. Here is Williams with it up top. Now he'll give it to Hoard. Hoard's going to put up the three at the top. That one will not go. And the rebound's controlled by a talented Benton. By the way, the other sub was Davion Doolittle. Here is Cruz with the ball in the left corner for Mount Sun Home. His three-pointer does not count. And Page gets the rebound for... Brewer gets a rebound. He'll throw it over on the left side to Williams. Now ball goes up top to Hoard. Hoard will throw it over to Burgess on the right side. Down to Brewer in the corner. Brewer will dribble out to the wing. Throws it near the top to Burgess. Finds Doolittle. Now back to Brewer. Now Burgess over to Hoard in the left corner. Hoard will throw it out to Brewer. Now timeout's going to be called by West Memphis. We'll break with 1:51 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home trailing West Memphis 41-26. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
1:51 left to play in the third quarter. West Memphis took that timeout. They lead Mountain Home 41-26. Apparently, Marcus Brown didn't like what he was seeing by his offense on there. So it will be Burgess inbounding on the far sideline. He gets it into Hoard. We're back underway. Ball goes over on the right side to Williams. Now back to Brewer. Now back to Williams. Now once again, Brewer has on the right side. Back up top to Williams. Throw over to Burgess on the left wing. Bound on a low block to Doolittle. Now back up to Williams. Williams is going to throw it to Doolittle. Up top to Burgess. Over to Brewer. His three-pointer on the left corner. Good. Corliss Brewer now with 10 points. 44-26. West Memphis leading it. 1:20 left in the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court, and he's going to be fouled. A reach and foul is going to be called on Emmanuel Hoard. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number three against the Blue Devils. 1:17 left in the third quarter, an 18-point Blue Devil lead. Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets in to Gilbert. Over to Bashirs on the left wing. Down to Benton on the near the low block. Out to Gilbert on the right wing. He's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Hoard. He's quickly back the other way, throwing it to Williams on the left wing. Down to Brewer in the corner. He's going to try another three-pointer, and this one rolls around and goes in. Corliss Brewer with 13 points. A 21-point lead all of a sudden for West Memphis. 47-26, our score with 46 seconds left in this third quarter. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws it down to Benton in the right corner. Now he dribbles up to the wing, throws it up top to Bashirs, over to Gilbert on the left side. Ball goes to Jones. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. No good, and the rebound comes to West Memphis. 27 seconds left. Here is Williams into the front court, throws it to Burgess. Now back to Williams. Now his pass to Doolittle knocked away. Doolittle is able to get it. He goes in for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. And that clock is continuing to run right now. 12 seconds as... Now the clock finally stops at 6.9 seconds left. Colton Peters picks up his third personal foul, team foul number five, against the Bombers. Dawson Tabor's going to check out of the game, being replaced by Dawson Tabor. And Wyatt Gilbert's also going to take a seat as Baylor Cresilius replaces him. So Davion Doolittle will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 4 points so far this evening. As the official is at the scores table to try to figure out how much time should be put on the clock. Well, right now it says 2 seconds, but it's got to be more than that. Now it says 0.2 seconds. So they're trying to get this thing figured out. Before we shoot this free throw here. So it's supposed to, okay, so apparently it's supposed to say 20 seconds. But now it says 20 minutes. There we go. Now we got 20 seconds on the clock. So I think we got the situation corrected, and now they're running some clock down. They're trying to figure out how much time to run. Okay, so they're going to go with 13.3 seconds left. So we'll be Doolittle at the free throw line with 13.3 seconds left. And Doolittle's free throw will not go. A rebound by Cresselius. He throws to Benton. 10 seconds left. Benton dribbles to the left wing. About loses the handle of the ball. Now gets to Cresselius. 5 seconds. Now Benton has it down to 2 seconds. He's going to have to put up the three-pointer to try to beat the buzzer. Will not go. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three. West Memphis leading Mountain Home 49-26. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.